USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House and Senate races take center stage during the midterm elections, but there are also plenty of important ballot measures to watch. California, Michigan, Vermont, Kentucky, and Montana have pro-life measures on the ballot, and a Colorado proposal would allow the consumption of psychedelics for medical purposes. This as Democrats in one state have already filed a lawsuit.
Some Democrats have begun filing lawsuits ahead of the midterm elections. Pennsylvania senatorial candidate John Fetterman and other Democrats filed a lawsuit Monday challenging Pennsylvania's plan not to count updated or wrongly dated ballots that have been mailed in.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. At a Save America rally in Ohio on Monday, former President Donald Trump said he's going to make a very big announcement on Tuesday, November 15th, at Mar-a-Lago, which many speculate could be the start of his 2024 campaign for president. Eric Trump joins Fox and Friends first and says he will support his father no matter what.
I'll be the first person, if he decides to make that announcement, I will be the first person by his side on that stage. I will work tirelessly. Our entire family will. We need to take back this country.
U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Linda Thomas-Greenfield visited Ukraine on Tuesday to tour a grain elevator and processing facility in the Kyiv region as the Russian invasion continues. Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield explains why the U.N. is pushing for an extension of the Black Sea Grain Initiative.
The Secretary General has been so committed to negotiating. They need this deal to give confidence to the farmers to plant their wheat.
Former Fed President Eric Rosengarten says it's quite likely the United States will have a recession next year. USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full-pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Ridership levels at Lyft are still below what they were prior to the pandemic. That's according to the company's latest quarterly earnings report. Revenue growth is also slowing. That news sent shares plummeting. The effects of inflation are continuing to be felt by many Americans.
Sometimes inflation isn't so bad. Social Security's up and changes are coming to benefit your health savings and flexible spending accounts next year. In 2023, employees can put away as much as $3,050 in an FSA, an increase of about 7%. And single workers who want to fund an HSA can save up to $3,850 next year, which is a 5.5% increase from 2022, while families can save up to $7,750. That's up 6.2%. From the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Columbus, Ohio city attorney plans on suing automakers Kia and Hyundai. Zach Klein says the South Korean carmakers failed to install anti-theft technology in some vehicles. Thefts of Kias and Hyundais are soaring across the country, including Columbus, where thefts are up over 450% since last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.